Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
A number of the papers going with the Conor McGregor civil case on the front pages. The Irish Daily Mirror has a liar and a coward. Nikita's lawyer hits out at devious McGregor in quotes. His counsel says CCTV proves her claims are lies. The Irish Sun has a quote, devious coward. Nikita Han, senior counsel, MMA star, is the liar, not Nikita. And Conor McGregor, senior counsel, says this is all an elaborate fabrication. So that's the summing up of the civil case involving Conor McGregor and Nikita Han. The front of the Irish Daily Star goes with the 99 pictures of people the Gardaí want to speak to about the Dublin riots or want to identify who they are. At least the Star headline, So Shoo Are You, Garda appeal for public to ID 99 people in riots probe. The photos on the Garda website. As you heard there, they took down some pictures last night because of the public response. They've been able to identify some of those who they want to speak to. And the guards have always said, once we get their name, once we get their identity, the picture will be taken down from the Garda website. And you'd hope other websites too, because there are civil liberties protections here in this country. The Irish Independent, Fianna Fáil election candidates turn on coalition's immigration policy. Fianna Fáil is facing a backlash from its candidates over the government's approach to immigration. The representatives are pushing back against the development of migrant accommodation in their constituency. And they have some examples here. Longford Westmeath candidate Dimna Cunniff's TikTok account weighed in behind people campaigning against a centre earmarked for asylum seekers. Now, she denies writing the post herself. And then Sligo Leitrim candidate Adele McSharry hit out at the reckless, irresponsible management of the migrant crisis. The Irish Daily Mail, a Sinn Féin manifesto pledge to commission a review into RTÉ's objectivity, has been branded chilling by the Taoiseach. So this was in Sinn Féin's manifesto. I believe it did raise a few eyebrows at the press conference, no doubt from some RTÉ journalists who were there too. Simon Harris has said that the proposed examination into RTÉ's reporting on the Israeli genocide in Gaza and other international conflicts is extremely concerning. The National Union of Journalists has described the proposal as inappropriate and says it raises the question of state interference in the media. Staying with Sinn Féin on the front of the Irish Times, Sinn Féin has denied claims that it's planning a €16 billion piggy bank heist as Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil rounded on the party's tax and spending plans. Just over a week and a half left until polling day. Is it that long to go? A week and a half left, yeah. Sinn Féin unveiled its general election manifesto yesterday with promises to spend an extra €56 billion over the next 5 years, and the Fine Gael Fianna Fáil criticising that. On to other news on the front of the Irish Times. Another 12 survivors of abuse at Spiriton schools have come forward since the scoping inquiry discovered 347 allegations of child sex abuse at the five schools in September. The Irish Times continuing their coverage of Spiriton abuse survivors. Then staying with the Irish Times, inside the paper we're told hundreds of asylum seekers staying in government tents in Crooksling are living in freezing conditions without heating and proper shelter from the rain. There are some videos going around on social media showing wet bedding, leaking roofs and muddy tarpaulin floors at the campsite on the land at Crooksling in Dublin, which has capacity for 540 people, and each of the tents has between 10 and 12 men in them. Crooksling is kind of up the mountains a bit, so snow and sleet fell yesterday. One Palestinian man who was recently hospitalised with a chest infection before going back into the camp said men were frozen from the cold and the heating doesn't work. That's what he told the Irish Times. But the government say that they have a cold weather response in effect, which provides additional support for asylum seekers. Elsewhere in the papers, apparently the Irish are very, very good at identifying someone who's slagging or mimicking their accent. So this is interesting research. It's in the Mirror. Irish people excel at detecting fake accents. because they developed the ability to guard against outsiders who don't like blow-ins mimicking our accents, apparently. Cambridge University researchers found people from Belfast were the best at detecting someone imitating their accent. So Belfast comes out number one. Dublin is in second. Dublin people, very good at working out whether someone is really a dub or whether they're putting on the accent. People from Ireland, Scotland and the northeast of England can tell whether short recordings of their native accent were real or fake. Very good at that. People from London and Bristol, not as good at working out if their accent is being imitated or not. They got people to say things like, hold up those two cooked tea bags, and he thought a bath would make him happy. So the way you pronounce the word bath as an example to work out whether someone is putting on the accent or not. And we've a couple of Gen Z stories. In the Mail, we are told younger workers are too scared to talk on the phone, preferring to communicate via text or email. People classed as Gen Z are born between the mid-90s and the mid-2010s. And communications experts say those youngsters, when they go into the workplace, they don't have experience of talking to people over the phone. So instead, they are sending emails or text messaging to communicate with their colleagues or clients. And that's less effective than talking on the phone. So that's interesting for younger workers. And then another Gen Z story, manifest has been named as the word of the year, which is described as a Gen Z phrase. They didn't invent the word manifest, of course, around a lot longer than Gen Z. But manifest has been chosen by Cambridge Dictionary, which defines it as imagining achieving something you want in the belief that doing so will make it more likely to happen. The word has been searched 130,000 times in the past year on the Cambridge Dictionary website. Manifest is around, by the way, since the 14th century. So there we go. Its word of the year is manifest. Anyway, those are the stories in the papers.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions, and personal insurance nationwide.